Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we are looking at the ACT real estate licensing ladder, and specifically how you get from the very first rung all the way to running your own agency.
It is a question we hear a lot. People want to get into real estate in Canberra, but they are not quite sure how the whole system fits together.
Right. And the article we are covering today is called ACT, the Class 3 to Class 1 Pathway Explained. The short version is this. The ACT runs a 3-class ladder, and if you already know the NSW system, it will look very familiar.
How familiar are we talking?
Almost identical. Class 3, Class 2, Class 1. Same qualifications sitting behind each rung. Same unit counts. The main difference is really just who you apply to at the end.
Okay, so let's walk through each one. Where does everyone start?
Class 3. That is the entry point. It's built on 5 units, and it gets you working inside an agency under supervision. You can learn the job and start earning, but you cannot operate independently yet.
So it's your foot in the door.
Exactly. It's designed as a stepping stone. You're in the industry, you're learning how it all works, but someone more senior is still signing off on your work.
And then Class 2 is where things get serious.
Class 2 is the step that turns real estate into a proper career. It's built on the Certificate 4 in Real Estate Practice, course code CPP41419, which is 18 units. Once you have it, you can list, sell, and lease in your own right. You sign off on your own work. You are a full agent.
18 units is a big jump from 5, though.
It is a proper qualification. But Archer delivers the Class 2 course online and self-paced, and the Certificate 4 is commonly completed in around 6 to 12 months, depending on your pace, so it's manageable if you're already working at the same time.
Good to know. And Class 1, at the top, that's for people who want to run the whole show.
Class 1 makes you a licensee in charge. That's the person who is legally responsible for an agency, including the trust account. It's built on the Diploma of Property, course code CPP51122, which is 12 units.
So actually fewer units than the Certificate 4.
Yes, 12 versus 18. But the diploma is a higher level qualification. The time frame is similar, though, commonly 6 to 12 months self-paced.
And that's the license you need if you want to own or manage an agency in the ACT.
That is right. If ownership is the goal, the diploma is where you're heading.
You mentioned the ACT and NSW ladders look almost the same. What is the practical difference for someone who might end up licensed in both?
The qualifications are nationally recognized, so the study is the same. But the license itself is issued by a different authority. In the ACT, that's Access Canberra. In NSW, it's NSW Fair Trading. If you hold licenses in both places, you still deal with each authority separately.
So the study transfers, but the administration does not.
That is a good way to put it. And there's something else worth being clear on. The qualification and the license are 2 separate steps. Archer Institute issues the nationally recognized qualification. Access Canberra then issues the actual license. You need both, in that order.
That's the kind of thing that catches people out.
It can. You finish your course, you have your qualification, and then you still need to lodge your application with Access Canberra. Always confirm the current requirements with them before you apply at each step.
So for someone sitting there right now thinking, where do I even start? What is the actual path?
Start at Class 3 to get into an agency under supervision. That's your 5 units. Upgrade to Class 2 with a Certificate 4, 18 units, to work independently. Then, if you want to run or own an agency, go to Class 1 with a diploma, 12 units. 3 rungs, clear steps.
And the article makes a good point about knowing your end goal early.
Yes. If you already know you want to own a business, you know the diploma is coming. That shapes how you study and how you plan your career moves, rather than just figuring it out one rung at a time.
That's what I like about this article. It gives you the whole picture up front, rather than making you piece it together yourself.
That is exactly the point of it.
So, what's the one thing to do right now?
Have a look at the Class 2 Agent License course on the Archer Institute website. That's the rung most people are ready to take next, and it's where your career as a full independent agent actually begins.
Archer Institute offers nationally recognized, online and self-paced training with real Australian-based support. If you want someone to map out your specific route, call them on 1-800-069-273.
The full article is on the Archer Institute blog, ACT, the Class 3 to Class 1 Pathway Explained. Worth reading before you pick up the phone.
Thanks for listening.